Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined this weekend by Quincy Yaley, Tuolumne County Community Development Department Director, talking about projects going through the review process. During this next segment, Director Yaley, I'd like to ask you about what are some other long-term planning projects that are taking place in your office?
So we have two major projects that we're working on in 2020 and that will build roll into 2021. The first one is called a Climate Action Plan, or a CAP. This is a comprehensive plan that looks at how the county can reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And they are part of sort of a global effort to mitigate climate change and reduce our dependence on fossil fuels. The Climate Action Plan was derived out of our general plan update that we finished in 2018. And the Climate Action Plan is required for us to be completed in the near term. So we're working really hard on it right now with an outside consultant. The Climate Action Plan looks at things like social equity, improving air quality, lowering energy costs, supporting jobs and local development, and improving public health and quality of life for residents and visitors to Tuolumne County. And this is a process that we're interested in involving a lot of our local stakeholders, our local utility groups, our local environmental groups, as well as our developers and landowners in the county. We're going to be having a meeting about this, and I will be making sure to put that information on our website. But we are hoping to complete the project in the spring of next year. We got a little bit behind due to COVID, weren't able to kick it off as quickly as possible, but we are working really fast with our consultant to make sure that we can catch back up and make up some of that time.
What are the types of things that a plan like this includes, and what will kind of the end result of it most likely look like?
So the first thing it does is it does an inventory of the county's greenhouse gas emissions. And this is an update of a plan that was completed in 2012 called the Blueprint Plan. And so we look at what are our greenhouse gases that we're emitting right now. We look at where do our reductions need to happen, because the state has passed a number of regulations that they impose on cities and counties of targets that we need to meet. And so we do look at, okay, then where do we need to make our reductions, and how are we going to do that? So a lot of it will fall on the shoulders of future development projects. When we look at things like new subdivisions, or when we look at things like commercial projects, the review of those projects and their greenhouse gas emissions will be compared against whatever is eventually adopted in the Climate Action Plan. In the interim, so until we have that climate plan adopted, we're doing a project-by-project analysis. So it doesn't mean we're not evaluating greenhouse gases. It just means we don't have a true countywide strategy at this point. So we're looking at project-by-project and comparing them to state requirements. But once we have that climate action plan, we'll have a roadmap for development projects, the things that they can do locally to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, such as improving walkability in their projects, adding in transit, having components that will reduce energy. So it's a multifaceted approach to reducing greenhouse gases overall. And again, that's in a response to regulations imposed from the state and that were required from our general plan update.
I remember talking about the general plan in past shows, and there was discussion about community plans as well. Is that something still that's on the future horizon?
We'd like to update those community plans at some point. Right now, just with staffing and budget constraints, we're not able to do that. We're always looking for grant opportunities, and I could see that would be the way that we'd be able to get to those community plan updates sooner rather than later, is by leveraging grant funds for that type of project. But right now, in our current work plan, community plan updates are not on the table.
Anything else I didn't ask about this weekend so far that's keeping you busy as well?
Yeah, we have one more long-range project that we're working on. It's called a Title 17 update. That's our zoning code. And as I said before, zoning talks about what you can build on a piece of property and how you can build it. And so we're looking at our zoning code and finding ways we can streamline that code, and specifically with the construction of housing. We do have a grant that we're working on to use to fund that project, and it'll involve things like streamlining review, reducing burdens for the construction of housing. It'll look at how we can facilitate the construction of accessory dwelling units or granny flats. And we're also hoping to use that grant funding to develop plans for people that they can actually just come and use to build an additional structure in their on their property. And that's another way we can really quickly increase the amount of housing available in our community.
That Title 17 update, is that something that will go through the Planning Commission and the supervisors as well?
Yep. So it actually is starting at what we call the Planning Committee. A great way to participate in our process is to go to the county homepage and select the Notify Me tab. That will allow the public to sign up for notifications of all of our meetings. And so you can get agendas and notifications about either specific projects or just sort of these long-range planning things that are going to our Planning Committee. So it's going to our Planning Committee, and then it'll go to the Planning Commission and ultimately to the Board of Supervisors. We did have a successful kickoff meeting for this project already, and again, are using outside consultants with the assistance of grant funding to complete this project.
Well, anything else for this weekend's Motherload Views? Anything else related to projects worth noting?
We're just as busy as ever, BJ. It's great, and also it's just a really crazy time. Another sort of group of projects that's generated some interest is that we have 14 applications from Cal.net to construct wireless internet towers in various locations through the county. We're processing those and working to get those applications complete and anticipate that shortly we'll be moving those forward with a series of public hearings. Folks can sign up again on that Notify Me tab for the Planning Commission agendas because that's the decision-making body that will be reviewing and making a final decision on those wireless internet towers. We have a number of other subdivisions going through and some other commercial and commercial recreation businesses that are coming through for permits. So things are very busy, and we really always encourage the public to call us, ask questions. Again, you can email us at communityresources@tuolumnecounty.ca.gov or just give me a call. 533-5961 is my direct line.
So development and projects and so forth, it's been picking up a little bit lately?
It's definitely been picking up. We had a few quiet weeks during COVID where everyone was able to really work on a backlog of permits. We did have a number of employees who began working remotely. But as of present time, nearly everyone is back in the office, working a full schedule, and really just trying to stay on top of the community's needs, both with respect to building permits, environmental health permits, housing loans and grants that we process, as well as these more long-range projects and our use permits and subdivisions and things like that. So it's been really busy, and the process just looks better when we all work together and when we get participation. So we want to hear from the public about what their concerns are and how we can address it.
Well, Director Yaley, we appreciate your time, and thank you for the update.
Thank you, BJ. Have a great day.
That was Quincy Yaley, Tuolumne County Community Development Director, our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.